Mesechtes Bava Metzia, Daf Chafav, five lines on the bottom of Daf Chafay and Beis, and let's point out that in the olden times, the walls used to be very thick, and people used to go and put things into the walls for safekeeping, and therefore the Mishnah teaches us, Matzah Begal, V'Kaisel Yashar, and Harei Lushalai, if someone finds an item that was lost, and it's in a pile of stones from an old wall that fell down, or if you found the lost item in an old wall, you can keep it, and the Gemara will explain this then further, and we will explain this further once we learn the Gemara. And the Mishnah continues, Matzah Bekaisel if you find a lost item in a new wall, and you find this item in the thickness of the wall, and it's from the halfway point of the wall towards the outside and towards the Rishus Rabbim, then the person that found it could keep it. And Rashi explains that we know Echon B'nei Rishus Rabbim Nasu Sham V'Shachach, as we say that a person that was walking in Rishus Rabbim placed it there for safekeeping, and then he forgot to come and take it back. Even though on our Amid itself, we learn from Rabbi Abba that the name of Rav that kol safek kinuach lechatchil lo yital, that anytime you find something and it's questionable if the person left it there on purpose, then you have to leave it there. And over here, certainly the person left it there, as that's why it was in the wall for safekeeping. However, the Gemara will explain that our Mishnah is talking about a scenario where the item was very rusty, and therefore there must have been yishbailim already, as the owner must have forgotten that he left it there. And once he remembered that he left it there, he must have been miyayish, as certainly he thought that someone took it already and wasn't going to give it back. However, if you found the item from the halfway point of the wall towards the inside of the house, then the person that found it can't keep it and it belongs to the Baal HaBayis. And the Mishnah continues, Imhay Maschir L'Achirim, if this house was rented to other people, then the Mishnah teaches us, Afilu Matzah B'techa Bayis Harei Ilu Shaloi, then even if you found this item within the house itself, then the person that found it can keep it. The Gemara begins and explains the first din of our Mishnah that stated, Matzah Begal v'kaisel yashan harei lushalai tana. We learned b'pteish yachalai malai shalom rayim hein. The reason why the person that found it could keep it is because he could say to the owner of the wall or to the pile of the stones that since this wall was so old, so likely the things that were found inside the wall belonged to the rayim, which were of course from the Shayin Ammon, and they were part of Eretz Yisrael prior to Yidden taking over Eretz Yisrael. And certainly there is no chiv of hashava to a guy, and therefore I could keep it. And based on this, the Rishonim explained that even if the item had a simon, the finder can keep it, as this wall was from the time of Yeshua Benun, and therefore likely it belonged to Amrayim and likely it belonged to Goyim. And the Talmid Rabbeinu Peretz point out that even if the owner of this wall actually says that I have a simon and he actually has the correct simon, that we still will not give it back to him, as he likely was Miayish because he knew that someone that finds it will be toilet by Amrayim, and therefore he likely was Miayish. And the Rishonim also point out that it's not Dafka in a case where it was Shalom Rayim and it was in Eretz Yisrael and you had a klesel from the time of Yeshua Benun, but in any place where you are and there was a possibility that this thing was so old that it belonged to Goyim that originally owned this home, then certainly we would say the same din. And even though that we see that this item was placed there on purpose, we still will be toilet on the old owners that were Goyim, and therefore the person that finds the item will be able to keep it. And the Gemara continues and asks, is it true that only people that were from Amrayim, they would hide things and they would place things in the wall and a Jew would not do so? We had many Jews that lived here since the time of Yeshua Benun, and if so, as Rashi points out, at least from things that you find from half of the klesel and towards the inside of the house should belong to the Baal HaBayis, and we should say that either the Baal HaBayis or his family member that lived there even previously to that may have put it there on purpose, and therefore we should give it back to the Baal HaBayis. And why is it that the Mishnah states that in all cases, Harei Ilu Shaloi, the person that finds this item could keep it, and as Rashi says, Harei Baal HaBayis Zeh Mishtamish Bo Zeh Kamashonim, and the Gemara answers, Lo Tzricha the Shasech Tvei, that we're talking about a case where you found an item that was very rusted, and therefore, as Rashi says, the Kulei Hai Lo Shavaklu, that certainly the current owner wouldn't have left something in a wall for that long that it would become so rusty, and therefore with toilet that it must have been from previous owners and it could have been from the time of Amrayim, and therefore it was originally owned by Goyim and is no Chiv HaShava. Taisis at the top of Chafav Amnav is in Taima V'liknei Chatzir L'Balagal L'Balakaisel, that L'Chiru, although it's true that it's extremely rusty, but ultimately it's sitting in the wall that belongs to the Baal HaBayis and to the owner of this home. And since we have a din that Chatzeri Shel Adam Koinus Le'afidu Shalai Midaitai, therefore it should belong to the owner. V'yei Shalai Man Taisis answers that in Chatzer Koinu B'dav Shiyach Liyah Shalai Yimtze'enu Lo'ilam K'may Hacha Shil Mutzlo Ba'i V'akaisal, that the din of Chatzer doesn't apply to anything where it's possible that the person that owns the Chatzer will never find this item. And since in this case it was in the thickness of the wall, so it's possible that the owner would have never found this item, and therefore his Chatzer can't be Koinu. And when we is referring to a case where you don't know that there's an item in your chatza, but certainly when you go to the chatza, you'll immediately see that you have this item in the chatza, and therefore you could be koina based on chatza even before you know that the item was there. And Ayin Dutra, who points out that the reason why the owner of the wall isn't koina based on chatza is because it's a chatza she'inim ishtarmer, so das bailim klal, Ayin Sham. And Ayin and many other Rishonim that discuss this point as well and have different terutzim. And although our guess is the shasach tvei, and as Rashi says, helu chulda rabba, and it's extremely rusty, the Gra brings down a girsa de Rambam, and he is gurious the shasach tvei that you found it in a very low area, and it's therefore like a treasure, and therefore you don't have to return it. Ayin Sham. And the Gemara continues and quotes from the Mishnah that although b'negei a kaisil yashan, the Mishnah stated that the person that finds it could keep it, and it doesn't make a difference where he found it, and it could have been on the part of the wall that was closer to Rishis Rabbim, or the part of the wall that was closer to the house. However, because of Chadash, the Mishnah continued that if you found something in a brand new wall, Mechatzil L'Chushalai, if you found it from the halfway point of the wall towards the outside and towards Rishis Rabbim, then you could keep it. However, Mechatzil L'Fnim Shel Baal Bayis, if you found the item from the halfway point of the wall towards the inside of the home, then it will belong to the current owner of the home. And our Gemara begins, Amar Vashi, Rav Ashi states, Sakina Basakata V'Kisa Basha Simsei, if someone finds a knife in a wall, then you don't look at the halfway point, but you look at the direction that its handle is, and if the handle is towards the outside and towards Rishis Rabbim, then it will belong to the person that found it, and if the handle is towards the inside, then it would belong to the Baal HaBayis. And similarly, if someone finds a purse and it has straps, then if the straps are towards the outside and towards Rishis Rabbim, then it will belong to the person that found it. However, if the straps are towards the inside of the home, then it will belong to the Baal HaBayis. And the Gemara now asks on Rav Ashi, that how can you say that you look at the handle or you look at the straps, but Vela Masis in the Tani Mechetzel Chutzaloi, Mechetzel Fzum Shal Baal HaBayis, Velechze Ikata Lagav, Ikata Labar, Ishinse Lagav, Ishinse Labar. L'chayra, how could a Mishnah give a blanket psak if L'chayra, when it's something has a handle, then you would look at the handle's position, and if it's towards the inside, then it'll belong to the Baal HaBayis, and if it's towards the outside, it'll belong to the person that finds it. And similarly, when you find something with the strap, then if the strap is towards the outside, it'll belong to the person that finds it, and if the strap is towards the inside, then it would belong to the Baal HaBayis. And the Gemara answers that in Echanami, our Mishnah is not talking about something that had a handle or had a strap, but Masisin, Ba'idra, Vinaska, our Mishnah is specifically talking about something that didn't have a handle and didn't have a strap. And for example, if someone found a piece of material or someone found a bar of silver, and in both those cases, since it doesn't have a handle and it doesn't have a strap, therefore you have to look at the position and to where you actually found the item. And if you found the item from the halfway point of the wall towards the outside, it will belong to the person that found it. And if you found the item from the halfway point of the thickness of the wall and towards the inside of the home, then it belonged to the Baal HaBayis. And the Gemara continues, Tana, we learned to the Braisa, that if you found materials that went from one side of the wall towards the other side of the wall, and therefore you can't apply the din of the Mishnah, so the din is that's Mamma Mutu B'Safik, and therefore it's Chalkin. And the Gemara asks, Pshita, that L'Chari it's Pashit, that since it fills up the entire wall, therefore you will now split it between the two people. And the Gemara answers, Leitzvicha, the Mishapa B'Chad Gisa, that it's talking about a case where the wall was slanted towards one side, and therefore Ma'ar Tema, one may have thought, that maybe the person that was on the higher side of the wall put this item in, and then it slid down towards the other side of the wall, and really should belong to the person that's from the higher side of the wall. And for example, if the hole of the wall was at a higher point on the side of the Rishis Rabbim, then we should say that the person that found it should keep it, as it must be that someone that was walking Rishis Rabbim placed this item into the wall while it's in Rishis Rabbim, and then it slipped down towards the side of the Baal HaBayis, and that's why it filled up that area as well. And if it would have been the opposite, where the higher point of the hole is on the side of the house and not on the side of Rishis Rabbim, then we should say that the Baal HaBayis likely put this item into the wall, and then it slipped down towards the side of Rishis Rabbim, and therefore maybe the entire item should belong to the Baal HaBayis. And Kamash 1, that since this item goes from one side of the wall towards the other side of the wall, therefore the din is Yachloiku. And the Gemara continues and discusses the last din of the Mishnah, if you rent this house out to other people, then even if you found an item within the house, and as Taisa points out, and you found an item that seems that it was lost and it wasn't just placed there for safekeeping, then the person that found this item could keep it. And the Gemara begins in Esvamai, why do we say that the person that found it could keep it? But we should go and say it belongs to the last tenant. Ayin Rashi, three lines before it gets wide, in Diba Maskel Hachinami, where Rashi states, Stam Bias, someone that rents a house, when he leaves, he checks out every corner of the home and he makes sure that he's not forgetting anything, and therefore we should say that this item belongs to the last person that rented the home, as if it was someone that previously rented the home, so certainly they would have found it. And why is it that the Mishnah teaches us that the person that finds it could keep it, the last tenant should be able to keep it, and he says that's referring to the Baal Bayis, the stomach was that the person that owned a home would live together with the person that would rent it. Since when each tenant leaves, they would check out the home and make sure to take all of their possessions, and therefore we shouldn't be told that the metziah belongs to a tenant, and it must belong to the Baal Bayis, that is the last one that is in this home, and he was always there, and therefore the din should be that you should have to give this metziah back to the Baal Bayis. And Taisus points out, and even if this item doesn't have a siman, the Ein Baal Bayis Misyayish from Masha Mafsir Besoy, as an owner of a home, is never Misyayish from things that are left over in his home, because he thinks, I will find my item either today or tomorrow, as there's no one else that's living together with him in his home. And the Gemara continues and brings Uriah from a Mishnah Masechta Shkolim that will teach us that with Lazel Basar Basra, as Miloy Tanan, didn't we learn in the last Mishnah Masechta Shkolim, that if someone finds money in Yerushalayim and it's in the area of the marketplace where they sold behemoths, then it doesn't make a difference what time of year you found this money, and it could have been at the time of the regal or during the year. And in all cases, we say that the money is likely in Mois Maisa Sheni. And Rashi explains Maisa Shiroi Basa Nechel Bishlayim Maisa, as most basa that's eating Yerushalayim is bought from Mois Maisa Sheni. As since a person doesn't stay in Yerushalayim until they eat all their Maisa Sheni, and prior to leaving, they give their money out to the aniyim or to people that they like and to their friends. And we know that most money that was from Maisa Sheni, they would use to buy Kabbana Shlomim. And Kidigama Sham Sham Maisa Mishlomim in Masechtas Menachos. And as we learn in Masechtas Menachos, that we learn out of Limud from Sham Sham from Maisa to Shlomim, that when you have Mois Maisa Sheni, that the best thing to buy with the Mois is to buy Shlomim. And Taisus points out that when you find this money, why do you say that it's Mois Maisa Sheni? If L'chayu, we should be toiled that maybe this money belongs to the person that sold the animal, and once the person goes and uses Mois Maisa Sheni to buy the animal, then the Kedusha of the Mois Maisa Sheni transfers onto the Behema, and the Mois Maisa Sheni becomes Chulin. And Taisus gives two answers. Number one, that's Linen Basel Leichen to have a Ruba, that first of all we go based on the purchasers, because the Rayuv, as Meicha Echad, Meicha L'Kam B'nei Adam, as one seller will sell multiple animals to multiple people. And Taisus also says, V'oid, another Teretz, Mechmin L'Hu HaChazaka to have a Maisa, that we leave the Mois Maisa Sheni on its original Chazaka, that is Mois Maisa Sheni, and it wasn't transferred. And the Mishnah Masechta Shkolim continues, Bahar Bayis Chulin, that if you find money on the Har Bayis, then it doesn't make a difference if it's during the year or even during the regal, that we could be told that this money is Chulin. And as Rashi says, Vafilu Bishas Regal, Vafal Pisha Roy Mois Shubi'ir Maisa, that even though during the time of Yontib, most money that was in Yerushalayim is Maisa Sheni, Sha'il Regalim, Mevim Mois Maisa Sein, Lo'ochlam, Lo'shavkinu Ruba, the Shasov, Azlin Basar Regal, that even though it's true that during the time of Yontib, most money in Yerushalayim was Maisa Maisa Sheni, however, we still follow the rave of the year, and rave of the money that's found in Yerushalayim during the rest of the year is certainly Mois of Chulin. And as we will see, it wasn't normal to sweep out the Har Bayis every single day, and therefore Rashi says that we say that it must be that this money fell here before the regal, where rave of the money in Yerushalayim was Mois Chulin, and therefore this money is Chulin. And finally, even though we said that if you find money in Yerushalayim lufnei seicher behema, that lo ilam maisa, however, if you find it in Yerushalayim and you found it in other Shvakim and other marketplaces that were in Yerushalayim, b'shayim Mois Hashana Chulin, then there is a chulin between the time of the year, as if it's during the rest of the year, then we say that rave money in Yerushalayim is Chulin, and therefore you could be told that this money is Chulin. However, b'shas regal hakol Maisa, during the time of Yontiv, then we say that most money in Yerushalayim is Maisa Sheni, and therefore this Mois is Maisa Sheni. And the Gemara now continues to explain what is the chulin that if you find money in other areas of Yerushalayim, that would mechal between b'shayim Mois Hashana, that's Chulin, and b'shas regal hakol Maisa. And if you found money Bahar Bayis, that at all times it's considered Chulin. And Rav Shmaya Bar Zeira explained, Matam, and what is the Chilik? Hoyl v'shuki Yishlayim, asun l'skavet b'chol yoyim, that since the marketplace of Yishlayim would be cleaned out and would be swept out every single day, and therefore, although most of the money in Yishlayim during the year was Mois Chulin, however, once Regal comes, then surely they swept out the marketplace place prior to Yontiv, and therefore any money that was lost towards that point would have been found, and therefore the money that is now found on Yontiv must be from the Roiv that is on Yontiv, and Roiv money in Yushlayim on Yontiv is from Maisa Sheni, and therefore you have to consider that money to be Maisa Sheni. However, as Rashi points out, Av Harbayis in Sarach L'Skabe B'chol Yoyim, the Harbayis did not have to be cleaned out every single day, She'ein Titva Ofa Koyil Shom Mitoich Shum Meshupo, as since the Harbayis is on a mountain, and therefore it's on a slope, therefore all the tit and offal would slide down and wouldn't gather on the Harbayis, and it didn't need to be cleaned every single day. And in addition, other Rishonim point out that it also was windy, and therefore the wind would blow the dirt. And also there's a din that you can't walk onto the Harbayis with your shoes and with dirt on your feet, and therefore there wasn't that much dirt, and they didn't have to sweep it out every single day. And therefore, you have to look at Regel the same way we look at the rest of the year, and we have to include it in the same Reiv. And since most money that's in Eretz Yisrael for the entire 365 days of the year was Mayis Chulin, therefore with Toila that this Mayis is Mayis Chulin even B'Shas HaRegel. And the Gemara now continues with its Raya, Alma Minon Kamoy Kamoy Ozlu V'Hani Achvinenu. Therefore we see that the Shuk Yishlayim, since it's Asul Niskav V'Chal Yoyim, so we see that all previous money is now gone, and this money is a different money, and we go Basar the Reiv of now, Hachanami. Therefore also in regard to rental property, Kama Kama Ozli V'Hani the Basru, every single person that previously rented would have cleaned out their area, and they would have found anything that they left behind. Therefore, when someone finds an item in a home after a renter leaves, then either, as Rashi says, this item should belong to the person that's currently renting the home, or as Taisus says, it should belong to the Baal Bayis. And the Gemara answers, Amri Shlokesh Mishum Bakapara Kagoyin She'asu Pundik L'Shloish Yisrael, that we're not talking about a case where someone rented out his home to one person. Well, we're talking about a case where the person ran a hotel, and there were many people that stayed there, and there were at least three Jews that were staying here at the time that you found this item. And as Rashi states, V'choshkin im hayu oiv d'chavim, and certainly if the three people that were staying there were goyim, u'mishin naflum menu miyayish lo yodim manabai, and therefore any of these people that lost something would immediately be miyayish, as they aren't sure who to be tevei their item from, and therefore they will be miyayish. And as Taisus points out, at the end of Diva Maschel, v'nezel basa basra, v'chimishani she'asa pundit l'shloish b'nei odom, afilu kiyesh simen misyayish, that even if this item had a simen, guess that lost this item will be miyayish. The Gemara continues that lemaisa we had the memory of Shimon ben Elazar that taught us that when you have multiple people in the area, then when you say that when someone finds something, then they could keep it. And we had a shaila if Rav Shimon ben Elazar said his din when the rave people that are there are goyim, or he said his din even when rave the people were Yisraelim. And the Gemara now points out that lechayra, if you're telling me that there were three Jews that were renting this home, and therefore you're allowed to keep this item, lechayra shma minah. So from our Mishnah, we should be able to bring raya that Allah Rav Shimon ben Elazar feel the rave Yisrael, that Allah follows Rav Shimon ben Elazar, even in a case where the rave Yisrael, and even so, the person that finds it could keep it. The Gemara therefore says, El Am Rav Nashia ben Yaakov, Rav Nashia ben Yaakov teaches us, Kegayin she'asol pundit l'shloisha edukhavim, that the case wasn't where there were three Jews that were renting this property and were staying in this hotel, but the case was where you had three goyim that were staying in this hotel, and therefore certainly the din of Rav Shimon ben Elazar applies, that since there are multiple people here, and they were goyim, therefore you have no chiv to return it. And Rashi points out, I did not k'shloisha gabi Yisrael, not k'nabi gabi edukhavim, that since we spoke about three people when we were talking about Jews that were in this hotel, therefore when we're talking about goyim, we also continue and talk about three goyim. However, Rashi points out, that certainly this din would apply even if the last guest would have been a goy, and certainly with toila that this item fell from that goy and this goy lost it, and there's no chiv of hashavas aveda to a goy. The Gemara continues, Rav Nachman omra b'avua. Rav Nachman states in the name of b'avua, I feel tame l'shleish Yisrael, that we could even say that the Mishnah is talking about a case where there was a hotel and the last three guests were three Jews, and even so it's not a raya to the dinner of Shimon ben Elazar, as potentially generally Rav Shimon ben Elazar would not say that if you have rave Jews that you're allowed to keep it, and in that case you would actually be chayav l'hachriz. However, in our Mishnah the din is very different, since there was specifically only three Jews and there wasn't a big tzibah there, and my taima, and the reason is because ahud nafal menei miayish, certainly in this case the person that lost it would be miayish, as meima oma, as he'll say to himself, mechte, let us see, in a shachrin le'av badei elhani, there were only us three that were staying in this hotel at this point, and there was no one else, and therefore I know specifically who may have taken my item, and Amri Kamayo Kamazimni Lahadrili, and I already said to them many times that they should return my item as I lost this item, Lahadrili, and they didn't return it, Havahashta Lahadru, and you think at this point they're going to return it to me? Certainly they were stealing my item, and therefore, Idatai Laduri Adru Nale, if they had their das and they wanted to return it to me, they would have returned it, Bahai Lahadrili, but Datai migzla, and therefore by the fact that they didn't return it, it must be that their intent is to steal from me, and therefore he will be mayish. And lemaisa, since at this point it turns out that those other two people didn't actually find it, and it was actually lost, and then someone else finds this item, so it must be that the person that originally lost the item was actually already miyayish, and therefore it's not even a case of yish loy midas, and that's why the person that finds it could keep it. However, as Rashi points out, that Rav Shimon ben Elazar's din was stated in a scenario where there were multiple people, and it wasn't a set group of people that were there, and therefore, as Rashi points out, that in the case where there were many people that were the area where you lost this item, the lo yadlu l'kulu, and the person that lost the item doesn't know every single person that was there, the sava even, therefore the person that lost the item thinks to himself, umeima oma, hahuda ashkech lo yadlu min nafla, uchshigia regal yachusla, ve'etin simen ve'etal, and therefore he won't be miyayish, as he says that the person that found it didn't go and announce it right now, but he'll wait until Yontiv when everyone comes together, and then he'll announce it, and I'll give a sim, and I'll be able to get it back. And that's why, in that scenario, the Rabbanan argued with Rav Shimon ben Elazar, and they say that where there's Rav Yisrael, then you're going to be Chayiv L'Hachriz, and potentially Rav Shimon ben Elazar agrees to that as well. And the Gemara continues, now that Rav Nachman taught us that when you have three Yisraelim, that the person will be Miyayish, Va'azur Rav Nachman Tamei, and Rav Nachman is going L'shitasai, the Amr Rav Nachman, as Rav Nachman taught us, and we continue on Daf Chavav Beis, Ras Sela Shenafel Mishnayim Chayiv L'Hachzer, if Reuven saw that a Sela fell from one of two people that were walking, and for example, Shimon and Levi were walking, and Reuven saw that Shimon actually dropped the Sela, and Reuven is obligated to return this money to Shimon, even though the Sela did not have a Simon, and my time, and what is the reason? And certainly Shimon was not Miyayish, as Meima Oma, as he certainly stated, Mechde, let us see, in Shachrin, the only other person that was together with me at the time that I lost my coin was Levi, and therefore, Nikitale, Vaminale, onto the Shaklase, I will take him to Bezin, I will have him swear Shavuos Heses, as I will tell him that you were the one that must have taken this coin, and therefore certainly Shimon will not be Miyayish right away, as Lemaisa he will say that I will go and take this person to Bezin. And Rashi points out that even though certainly after Levi makes a Shavuos Heses and he swears correctly that he didn't take this item, then Shimon will be Miyayish, but ultimately Venimsa Shabali Yadzel Lefneish, Lemaisa Reuven picked up this coin before Shimon was Miyayish, Ba'aloch Kabaya, we pass on the Kabaya, that Yish Lemidas, Loyaviyish, and therefore the halacha is that even though this money did not have a simon, but Reuven has to return the seller to Shimon. And although Rashi learns the Gemara that Reuven will go and take Shimon to Bezdin, and he will require Shimon to make a Shavuos Heses, however, Taisus asks on Rashi that Lemaisa, the din of Shavuos Heses, doesn't apply in a case where you have a tiny suffix, and therefore in the top Taisus on the Amid, Dibel Masl, Shenafel Mishnayim, Chayiv L'Hachzer, Afilo Ein by Simon, even if the item did not have a simon, the inim is Sayish Lo'ilam, and Shimon will never be Miyayish, Umayu Shishneim Bakshu Yachad, Koinim Shibazer, Umatzah, and we're talking about a case where Shimon and Levi were both searching for the coin prior to Reuven coming and finding it. Vilkach Sava Vadish Chaver Laka, Kishabik Shaymai, Bein Misayish Lo'ilam, Shemichashev Yachsuredly, Kshar Vishenim Barabim, Vaychlich Lashimatzai. The Lemaisa, Shimon thinks that certainly Levi must have found this coin while they were searching for it, and he put it in his pocket, and he wasn't returning it, and the only way that he will actually return it is only if Shimon will embarrass him in public and tell people that Shimon stole this item from him, and therefore Shimon will never be miyayish, and that's why Reuven has a chiyuv to return it to Shimon. And keep in mind that lefi taisus you don't have to say that our gemara is going lefi abaya the yish loy midas loy aviyish. However, Rav Nachman continues that mishloisha, if Reuven was walking and he saw that there was a coin that fell from Shimon, and Shimon and Levi and Huda were walking together, so since there were three people, ainu chayv lahachzer, Reuven who found this item would not be responsible to return the money to Shimon. And my time, and why is there a difference between when there were two people or when there were three people? And the Gemara explains that certainly Shimon was definitely going to be Miyayish, even though the Einim had a Simon, as Meima Oma, as certainly Shimon will say, Mechte Trei Hav Badoi, Inakitna Lahai Omer Loi Shekalte, Vinakitna Lahai Omer Loi Shekalte, that since there were two people with me, therefore if I go over to Levi and I ask him to return my coin, he will say I didn't take it. And if I go to Yehuda, then certainly Yehuda will also say that I didn't take it. And therefore, certainly Shimon was Miyayish immediately. And therefore, when Reuven found it, it was already post Yish. And that's why this case is a case of Yish Midas. And therefore, even according to Abaya, and even if this coin had a Simon, Reuven, who found this coin, can keep the coin. Since Rashi previously learned the word Nikitale that was talking about being Mishtabeya, someone a Shavuos Heses, so Rashi continues on that theme. And Rashi says, but Lemaisa, Shimon will not be able to force Levi or Yehuda to make a Shavuos Heses, as Lemaisa is a Tanah Shema, Sheinish Bon B'Tanah Shema, And Rashi also points out what we already mentioned. Potentially, this money came to the hands of Reuven prior to Shimon being miyayish. And we hold hilchas kabaya bialkagam. And it's a case of yishloim medas. And Rashi explains that since we're talking about a coin, haamaron the mois made the idea miyad kirab yitzchak the amar adam asal mashem bekisa bechal shah. And the Gemara continues. Amar Rava states, hayda amar b'shloisha inichay lahachzer. This din the Rav Nachman stated that if there are three people that were in the same area and their seller was lost, that you don't have to return it. Lo yamaron the less beishar puta lochad v'chad. That is only talking about a scenario where there wasn't at least a value of a shar puta for each person. Avol ispe shar puta lochad v'chad. However, if someone found the value of money that's more than a shar puta for each one of the three people, chayiv lahachzer, then you would be chayiv to return it. As my time and what is the reason? Ema shutfininu v'loy miyashu. We would have to be chayshish that Shimon, Levi, and Huda were really shutfim in this money. Therefore, none of them would be miyash. And as Rashi says, ema shutfininu b'selazu v'nemanim zelzev ena echad chayshish chaveir b'chalkai. And they would trust each other, and therefore each one is not chayshish their friend that they took the chaylik ulchi mishamish b'kisa v'loy matzal lo yayish. And when he checks out his money and he doesn't find his money, a person would not be miyayish, as Meima Omer, certainly he will say, Echad Meshutfin Matzah, one of my Shutfin found it, and the only reason that he's not telling me that he found it, Utsarein Hu Shaisik, and he's keeping quiet in order to play a practical joke on me and to give me tsar, Vinimtsa Kishabasli Yadizel, Fin Yish Bali Yadai, and therefore when Reuven found this item and found this money, he must have found it prior to Yish, and Vokmino Kerabaya, and we pass him like Abaya, that Yish Lemidas, Leavi Yish, Hilkach Afagav the seller Dovashain by Simenu, and even if the seller doesn't have a Simen, Chayv Lahaxi, you still would have to return it to the person that lost it. Rashi continues, Avol ki ein by shalosh putos manushach. But if Reuven found an amount of money that was less than three putos, then manushach is shutfim hein by ein kamishim shavus aveda. If they are shutfim in this money, then there's no chiva shavus aveda, because the only chiva shavus aveda is only when there's an amount of money where there was a puta for each one. And otherwise, as Taisus says, ein kan kedei shavu lo chol echad. There's not enough to be considered a shavu for each one, and therefore you wouldn't be chayiv. And beim shel echemhem who oishel shnayim. And even if the coins belong to one of them or to two of them, nidvashu v'amru chaverenu zeh ganavu. And certainly in that case, immediately the person that lost it will say that one of the other people stole it from me, and therefore he will immediately be miyayish, and therefore it's not a case of yishloi midas. And it's a bit tzarech bira how Rashi says that two of them may have been shutfim, as l'chari in that case there's only one person left, and in that case certainly they would force Sub's guy to make a shvuas heses, and therefore why would they be miyayish? And ayin at the end of Taisus dibur masal loya marin, where Taisus says the kivin shishloisha holchin yachad, that since there were three people that were walking together, ein loy meshutfim shnayim hem, you don't say that two of them must have been shutfim, ela ei kulam shutfim, either you say that all of them were shutfim, or kalechav echad levadai, each person was traveling on their own and they weren't shutfim at all, but it's not mistaber to say that two of them were shutfim and one of them wasn't a shutif. And the Gemara continues, ikad amri, and there's another version of this memor of Rava, that Amr Rava stated, afagav the lesbe el shavish te putais chayv lahachzer, that even if you have less than three putais and there's only two putais, then you still have an obligation to return it to the owner, as my timer, eim shutfim ninu, v'chav minau achule achle lemonse gabi chavre, as l'maisa, we would still say that all three of these people were shutfim, and therefore they really trusted each other, and if so, the one that dropped the coins will not be miyayish, and he will surely think that one of his partners picked it up, and even though there's less than three putas of value, and l'chayra, there's no chiv ashava, however, we will say that one of the other partners must have been meichel one of the putas to the other partners, and therefore the remaining two partners had a value of a shava puta, and therefore it would be a chiv ashava to the partner that lost the coin. And l'fi this version, it comes out that in the chenami, the only time Rav Nachman would have said his din is only where there was less than two putas of value, and as the Shita points out, that we're not choshish that two of the shutfim would have been meichel that share to the other partner, and the only time that we have such a chash is when we have three partners that potentially one partner went and was meichel his share. And the Gemara continues, v'amar Rava, some agrees, v'amar Rabba, and we will bring down three different halachas. Number one, Ros sel shenafla, if Reuven saw a seller that fell from Shimon, not l'fnei yish, al menas l'geizla, ayu b'kulon, so if he took it prior to Shimon being miyayish, and even though we learned previously from Reb Yitzchak that a person is asl mashmi b'chol shah v'shah, and a person checks on the money at all times, and therefore l'chira, he's miyayish very quickly, but in this case, Reuven went and grabbed it even before he had time to mashmish, and he didn't know that he lost the money, and therefore it was yish l'midas, and he took it in order to steal it, then he's ayu b'kulon, he'll be ayu on three lavim. Number one, mishum loy sigzol, he'll be ayu on loy sigzol, and as Rashi states in Dibur Maschil, oivim mishum hashav tishivim leisigzal leishayech el b'shas netila, that the isser leisigzal is only shayech if at the time that you took it you were over on gzela. And k'moy v'yigzal sechnias miyad mitzri, which is a pasuk in Shmuel Beis, k'da'om baba kama, as we learned in Masechet Baba Kama. In addition, Rabbah continues that you oivim mishum hashav tishivim, that you have to return the aveda, and since you had kavana not to return this aveda, therefore you're over on hashav tishivim u'mishum leisuch l'salim, and you're also going to be over on leisuch l'salim. And Rava continues, v'avagav dechazu la'achayish, and even though after Shimon was already miyayish, Reuven goes and returns his item to him, tanahu diavle, at that point we consider the matana v'isur da'avid avad, and the issa that he already did. And Tais points out that certainly Reuven could fix up the issa of leisigzal because it's a din of v'heshev as exela, and l'maisa he returned exela. He certainly is not over on hashav tishivim because l'maisa he returned aveda. And Tais explains v'yesh lemed loikoy el alav leisuch l'salim, that when Rava stated v'isur da'avid avad, he specifically said it b'loshin yachid, that you're only over on issa, and you're only over on one issa, and the only lav that you'll be over on is leisuch l'salim she'avah shlohichse koydim yush, as l'maisa he didn't return this item prior to the owner being miyayish. And Rava continues with the second case, not l'fnei yish al menas l'achzira, that if Reuven took the item that Shimon lost and he took it prior to Shimon being miyayish, but he had kavana to return it to Shimon, u'la'achi yish niskaven l'gozla, but once Shimon was already miyayish, then he had kavana to steal it and not return it. In this case, oyv mishum hashiv tishivim, certainly he'll not be chayiv because of gzeila, because at the time that he took it, he wasn't miskaven to steal it and he was miskaven to return it. He's also not going to be oyva on l'such l'salim, because l'maisa originally when he picked it up, he had intent to return it, and he's only going to be oyva on the issa of hashiv tishivim. As Rashi states, l'such l'salim in azara l'kayvish es ena minunam lahatzel hilkach hanayt la menas lahachzir la'achi yish niskaven l'gozla in kamis alim av l'hashiv tishivim ikka mishinotel ad shishivena. And finally, Rava teaches us that if Reuven saw Shimon drop a coin and then he waited until he realized that Shimon was miyayish and then he goes and picks it up, so at that point, ain oiva el mishum leisuch l'salim bilvad, so you're not going to be oiva the issa of hashiv teshivim, as l'maisa you never had a chiv hashava since the bailu was miyayish. You're not going to be oiva on leisigzal because at the time that you took it, it was beheta, but you're still going to be oiva on the issa of leisuch l'salim. And the Gemara continues, v'am Rav, and Rav states, hayman dechazi nafal zuzim mechavrei bechalsa, if Reuven and Shimon are in a desert and there's a lot of sand, and Reuven sees that Shimon lost a coin in the sand, and then Reuven goes and finds a coin and takes it, he has no chiv and no obligation to return it to Shimon, as my time and what is the reason, that certainly Shimon was miyayish, and even though we see that Shimon brings a sifter and he's sifting through the sand, we don't say that Shimon actually thinks that he's going to find his own coin, and certainly he was miyayish on his own coin, and therefore Reuven can keep that coin if he finds it. And Mema Omar, and Shimon really said to himself, and Shimon just realized that just like I lost something in the sand, it must be that other people lost things in the sand, and that's why he went to get a sifter in order to go and try to find other treasures. But in Chinami, he never really thought that he'd be able to find his own coin, and therefore he was miyayish, and therefore if Reuven finds Shimon's coin, then Reuven could keep the coin. And Rifa points out that certainly since Shimon went to get a sifter and is sifting through the sand, then it seems he's trying to find his own coin and he was miyayish. However, the Ritva points out that really Shimon was miyayish, and the only reason why he's sifting through the sand is because he has a svara that potentially, just like I lost something, there are others that lost things as well, and therefore, although I don't think that I'll find my own coin, but ultimately I may find some other coins here, and that's why he's sifting through the sand. And before we continue with the next Mishnah, let us see two Taisis on Daf Chaf Vav Amud Alef, as Taisis states in the Maskil Bahar Bayis La'ilim Chulan, where the Gemara states that if you found money on the Har Bayis, then always it will be considered Mois of Chulin. And the Gemara in Brachas tells us that a person can't go onto Habayis with a wallet that's tied to him and has money. Since people would not bring money of Chulin onto the Habayis, so certainly we should not be told that money that's found in the Habayis is La'ilim Chulin, and we should say that La'ilim is Hegdish, and it fell from those that are bringing money to Lishka during Nisan. That the only time that it's us to go on to the Habayis with money is only when you're carrying a money belt and it's b'vehesia, the nirush and neisa is on the scharia, and it looks like you're carrying the money onto the Habayis in order to do business, and it's a gnai for the Habayis, uchin zeh afilu shel hegdish asa, al biyodoy, but to carry money in your hand, and therefore it's not a lot of money, and it doesn't look like you're trying to do business, or as soy magarius, but sinna b'kisai, or if the money is in your wallet and you you're hiding the wallet and it's not Pavasya, I feel him Shechulin with Tulikonis. Therefore, Rave money that was on the Harbayas was Mois of Chulin, and therefore the Mishnah properly states by Harbayas, Loyal Mechulin, and then Taisan Dirim Askla, as soon as Skav Bechoyim states that although it's true that they used to sweep out Yushlaim every single day, but Vim Taima Valoy Imiskabdis El Bishvil Shrotzim Shloy Tamara Tiris, Valoy Bishvil Amois, that it wasn't done in order to found money, but it was done in order to clean out Yushlaim from Shrotzim in order to make sure that things did not become Tamei. Taisan says, Vishlaim, Kivin Shabbat Kimishrotzim Shloy Hey, I feel Etzim Bechadosha, that since they're going and sweeping out Yushlaim, in order to make sure that there are no shrotzim and not even etzim kadasha, and therefore at the same time, if there was any money there, they would have found it, and therefore any money that's found during Yontiv was likely lost on Yontiv. Right, the money that was found in Yishlayim during Yontiv was mois maizah sheni. The Mishnah continues and discusses money which doesn't have a simon, and the Mishnah states matzah bechanos harei l'shloi. If someone finds money in a store, then the person that found it could keep it. And as Rashi says, bedavish ein by simon kai that who did not. As since so many people walk into the store, therefore anyone that lost money will be miayish. And the Mishnah continues that a store was run by a storekeeper, and that storekeeper used to sit in front of the store, and in back of him he used to have his table that he had his wares, and he also kept his money. And therefore, being a table in chenvidi shachenvidi, if you find money between that table and the storekeeper, then the likelihood is that that money belonged to the chenvidi. However, the Mishnah continues, if you find money in front of a money changer, since many people would put their money down in front of the money changer in order for him to change it, so anyone that lost money will be miayish, as they figure that someone else took it, and therefore the person that found the money could keep it. However, the metzius was that the money changer had a table that was in front of him and between him and the people that were changing money, and that board or that table sat on top of a kisei, and it's called a kisei, and therefore bein kisei l'shulchani harei l'shulchani, if you found money between the table and the money changer, then the likelihood is that it fell from the money changer, and therefore you have to return that money to the shulchani. The Mishnah continues, halakeh peris mechaver, if someone bought peris from his friend, or shashilach lechaver peris, or his friend sent him peris, umatzu ben mois, and you found money, harei ilu shaloi, then you could keep it, in mayitzurin, and if they were tied together, so either the kesha or the minion and the number of money that was there would be a simin, and therefore neitel machres, you have to take it, and you have to call it out, and you have to announce it, and you would have the chiyuv of hashavas. And as Rashi says regarding this last in Mefarish B'Gemara, that the Gemara will explain it further. And the Gemara begins, Amar Abulazar. Rabbelezer says, by the fact that the Mishnah stated, Lefnei Shulchani Harei L'Shaloi, and by the Kisev L'Shulchani Harei L'Shal Shulchani. So therefore we learn, Afilu Menachon Al Gabi Shulchan, that even if the money was actually placed on the table that's in front of the Shulchani, then you could keep it, as L'Maisel, we're not sure who that money belongs to. It either could belong to the Shulchani, or it could belong to any person that would place the money on that table. And therefore the likelihood is that whoever money was miyayish, and therefore the person that finds it could keep it. And the Gemara now has a question on this din of Rabbi Elazar Tnan that we learned in the Mishnah, Lefnei Shulchani Harei L'Shaloi, that if you found money in front of the Shulchani, which is mashma that it wasn't on the table but it was on the ground, then you could keep it. And it's mashma ha'al gabi Shulchan, the Shulchani, if you found money on the Shulchan, then that money would belong to the Shulchani and not to the finder. And L'Chay, it is a question on Rabbi Elazar, and the Gemara states, Eim Sefer, but let's see the Sefer, Ben Akisa L'Shulchani Shal Shulchani, if you found money between the table and the shulchani, then it belongs to the shulchani. Certainly, from the sefer, we could be medayik ha agabi shulchan, that if you found the money on the table itself, shaloi, then the person that finds it could keep it. And therefore, from the sefer, we have a raya to Rabbi Elazar that afilu menachon al gabi shulchan, that the person that finds it could keep it. And therefore, the Gemara says el mehal leklamashmina and ein chenami from the ratio or the sefer of the Mishnah. We can't bring a raya to Rabbi Elazar, and we also can't ask a question to Rabbi Elazar. And the Gemara asks Rabbi Elazar ha minale lemaisa, what's Rabbi Elazar mekar to the din that he said that afilu menachon al gabi shulchan, that the finder could keep it. And Amar Rava Masisa Kashisei, that Rava says that he had a question from our Mishnah, that my iri the tani ben akisel shulchani shel shulchani, that why did the Mishnah say in the sefer that if you found it between the table and the shulchani, that it belonged to the shulchani, listening al gabi shulchan, l'chay would you say that even if you found it on the table itself, it belongs to the shulchan, inami matzah b'shulchanis k'dektani risha matzah b'chanishlai, or would you say that you found it in the area of the shulchani, and just like we stay in the risha, that if you found it in the chanus and you found it in the store, then you could keep the money. El shma mina afilu menachal gabi shulchan harei l'shloi, and therefore we see a raya from the sefer of the Mishnah, or even from a diak of the lashon of the reisha, that Rav Shimon is correct that if you find any money on the table that's in front of the shulchani, that would belong to the person that finds it and not to the shulchani. And lemaisa, even though originally we said that from the Mishnah we can't bring a raya, and since in the reisha we stated lefnei shulchani harei l'shloi, so when and therefore it seems to ratio against the din of Rabbi Elazar. However, Rava seems to be telling us that even though it's true that you told me that there should be a diak for the ratio against the din of Rabbi Elazar, but ultimately, if you want to say that the ratio is going against Rabbi Elazar, then the ratio's lashon should have been matzah b'shulchanos, just like we stated in the ratio of the Mishnah, matzah b'chanos. And by the fact that we change the lashon to sefer, therefore it's mashma that even if you found on the table, the din is the harei l'shaloi, and you could keep the money. The Gemara continues when quotes from Mishnah, halakeach peyos mechavera ishashil chavera peyos matzah b'mayis, and you find money, harei l'shaloi, that the person that found it could keep it, in my true in neitul machris. However, if the money was tied up, then either the kesha will be a simin, or the minion and the amount of money will be a simin, and therefore neitul machris. And the Gemara begins, Om Reish Lakish Ben Shum Rabbi Yanai, Reish Lakish stated in the name of Rabbi Yanai, and we continue on daf chav zayin amalav, lo yishana ala b'lekech min ataga, that the only time that we said that the person that found the money could keep the money is only when he bought this merchandise from a merchant, and therefore that merchant must have bought his merchandise from many wholesalers, and therefore one certain whose money it is, and since the money doesn't have a simon, therefore the original bailum must have been miayish, and that's why the person that now has it could keep the money. However, if you bought the produce from a private person, so therefore you know that this money must belong to the balabayis, and therefore you have to return it. And this is the scene that a Tana learned in front of Nachman. And the Gemara continues, Rav Nachman said to this Talmud that brought this memra of do you think that the balabayis did everything and did all the work to these payers in order to go and sell them? Certainly he had workers, and potentially the money fell from those workers, and therefore how can you say that if you bought a merchandise from a balabayis and you found money within the merchandise that you have to return it? We should also say that we're not certain whose money it is, therefore since there is no simon, therefore they will be yayish, and therefore the person that finds it should be able to keep it. And Omalei, in this Talmud that taught this brisa to Rav Nachman, asked Rav Nachman, Ismay, so do you think that this brisa is not relevant and is not a legitimate brisa, and should I get rid of it and delete it? Omalei, loy, Rav Nachman responded that no, you don't have to delete the brisa, as the Tagim Masisa could go in Shedoshan Alidei Avdei Vishav Chaser Kananim, that you could explain the brisa is referring to a case that you bought it from a private person and his workers were all his own Avodim and Shav Chaser Kananim and Mashakona Eved Kone Rabbi, and therefore any money that you find that's within the payers must have belonged to the balabayas, and that's why the din is that if you lakech mi balabayas, that you are chayv lahachzir and you have to return the money to the balabayas. And as Rabbeinu Chanan points out, that if there would be a case that if you bought it from a balabayas, shedoshim loy poilim, and he does have other workers that are not avodim and shav chaser kananim, then certainly harein shaloi, then you would actually be able to keep the money and you would not have to return it, ayin sham, and we will stop over here.